It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, for my regular chat with James Shaw, we discussed the upcoming second reading of the End of Life Choice Bill later this week. As currently drafted, the bill would allow New Zealanders to request assisted dying if they have a terminal illness or suffer from a grievous and... a grievous and irremediable medical condition. If it passes the second reading, Seymour has promised to amend it in its clause-by-clause committee stages. MPs opposed to the bill are planning to put over 100 amendments in an attempt to push back the passing of the bill. At its second reading, the bill will go to a conscience vote, meaning MPs can make their own individual decisions about what they want the bill to do. However, the Green Party has made the decision to block vote in support of the bill. This has concerned some people in the disabled community who say the bill does not align with the Green Party's disability policy. I spoke to James Shaw about these issues and began by asking him to explain exactly what the bill proposes to legislate.
As is implied by the title, the intention of the bill is to enable people who are basically at the end of their life, in that they have a degenerative terminal illness, and aims to give them the choice over the circumstances of their passing. As we know, there are, an array of terminal illnesses that kind of get pretty horrendous in their closing stages for the people who are suffering from those illnesses. And it was born out of the case of Lucretia Seals a few years ago, who went to court to try and win the right to choose the circumstances of her own passing.
It's been reported that the Green Party is set to block vote in support of this bill, despite it being a conscience vote. Can you talk us through this decision?
Yeah, no, it is a conscience vote, but this is an area which the Green Party actually does have policy on. And so on matters of conscience, the Green Party MPs, as a matter of conscience, tend to vote along party policy lines because we have established policy. We have supported the bill. We've supported the bill to first reading. We're also supporting it to second reading. However, there are some amendments that we're looking for, so our support for it to go further than that would be contingent on those changes.
What are those changes exactly?
Well, currently the bill allows people who don't have a terminal illness but who are in, an extreme state, to also choose the circumstances of their passing. That our policy rules that out because... we've got very real concerns about essentially the message that sends to the disabled community in New Zealand. So we basically just want the bill narrowed a bit more so that it only applies to people who have got terminal illnesses with 6 months to live.
Now, there are MPs opposing the bill and are planning to put forward quite a number of amendments to the bill, which will push its potential passing into next year. Do you think that the bill needs such significant changes? I know you've obviously talked about your sort of conditional amendments, but do you think it's possible that this many amendments, I believe it's around sort of 100, could possibly be considered?
Well, it's possible. I mean, that's a process called filibustering, which is a term we've borrowed from the Americans, where opponents to the passage of a law put up so many amendments that it mires the bill down in process. And the people who are opposed to this bill are extremely opposed to it and are willing to basically mess around with the parliamentary process in order to try and stop it from passing. I mean, the thing about it for me, though, is that one of the changes that's likely, which is a New Zealand First Amendment, is that even if the bill passes, it will still have to go to a referendum in order to become law. And the idea is that would happen at the next election at the end of next year. And so I would suggest that people who... I think it's sort of one of those things where what we're actually going to say is, well, you know, if New Zealanders want this, they can have the final say over whether to have it. But Parliament has chosen the parameters, I guess. And so I would just say to those opponents that this is actually something that a majority of New Zealanders seem to want, and we should give them the opportunity to say so.
So I suppose in that idea that they are wanting to sort of push the legislation from being passed back, it is likely that it would be pushed back anyway due to the likelihood of there being a referendum on the legislation
it would take effect. I mean, in order for there to be a referendum at the next election, it would have to pass. There would have to be that amendment at the next stage, and then the bill would have to pass before the next election in order to trigger the referendum. So I think, you know, those people who are trying to bog it down in process and push it out to next year are also trying to stop the possibility of a referendum.
Now, this is sort of the area that I'm a little bit confused about, but there are some people that have voiced concerns that the end-of-life choice bill doesn't align with the Green Party's disability policy. And what is the Green Party's disability policy, and where does this potential difference come from, and why are people sort of concerned about that?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying before, which is that the bill in its current form doesn't match our policy on this, and that's because the bill in its current form also applies to people who have a degenerative but non-terminal illness, and that would contravene our policy. So our policy on this was actually thrashed out a number of years ago between Mojo Mathers, who was... for those people who don't remember or weren't around at the time, was New Zealand's first ever deaf MP and was our disability spokesperson. So she did a huge amount of work on it with my other colleague, Kevin Haig, who was our health spokesperson. And so the policy that we've got, we kind of feel, was developed through a very robust process that took into account the views of the disabled community, as well as the views of people who feel that we ought to be able to choose the circumstances of our passing and if you've got a degenerative terminal disease. So we're really happy with that. But like I said, the bill in its current form goes a bit further than that, which is why we're also looking for an amendment to the bill.
Do you think that amendment to the bill should satisfy disabled people and their concerns?
Yes, I do. Although on an issue like this, you know, there's going to be a spectrum of opinion
in
the disabled community and across the rest of the community as well. So there will certainly be voices who kind of, no matter where we fall on this bill, will be dissatisfied with it.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.